When colleges find themselves in financial trouble, one way to keep the doors open is to combine resources and merge with another school. But those kinds of partnerships are complicated, and they often come with strings attached. As part of our Edify series, Small Colleges, Big Challenges, WBUR's Carrie Young explores how officials at Hampshire College weighed the costs and benefits of those strings.
Hampshire College has been struggling financially for years, but officials like Luis Hernandez, the chairman of the Board of Trustees, say things hit crisis mode in May of 2018, when 77 fewer students enrolled than expected.
We were really wondering how do we survive?
Being down by that many students meant the school would have to do without about $3 million in tuition. That left a budget gap so wide that Hernandez says officials weren't sure they'd be able to cover payroll through the next school year. Come January, then-President Miriam Nelson went public with the school's financial issues in a press conference.
There are stiff headwinds right now facing small liberal arts colleges, and certainly Hampshire is not immune to those headwinds.
She told reporters school leadership is seriously considering a merger.
Finding a long-term strategic partner is in the best interest of Hampshire College.
She added the Board of Trustees was also considering the idea of not accepting a freshman class for the next school year. The news hit the tight-knit Hampshire College community hard. Over the next few months, students organized protests, a 75-day sit-in in the president's office, and a vote of no confidence for President Miriam Nelson. She eventually resigned, along with 9 other trustees, for a wide range of reasons. Student Luke Gannon told New England Public Radio last year that a lot of people in the community are afraid that the school would lose its character.
I think if we merge, especially with a school like UMass, our values are going to change. But on the other hand, I don't want us to completely go off the grid.
Hampshire College is pretty unique. The 50-year-old school doesn't accept standardized tests, students get written evaluations instead of grades, and they complete in-depth projects instead of choosing a major.
A partnership or being independent are both incredible risks.
Again, Trustee Luis Hernandez.
A partnership, we may lose our sense of identity. Independently, are we going to be able to financially be stable to maintain the institution?
In the end, the Board of Trustees voted to keep the college independent and double down on fundraising efforts. But Hernandez stressed that doesn't mean things will stay the same at the school. With increased scrutiny by accreditors, Hampshire leaders are working on plans to dramatically revamp their academics. Still, Hernandez says he's optimistic. He says a merger would have taken too much away from Hampshire's mission.
Small institutions do lose their identity. You know, you may have the front, but are you now really more part of the larger body?
I would be disingenuous to say that it didn't change, right? It does change.
David Chard is the former president of Wheelock College, a century-old teachers' college in Boston. He says when that school merged with Boston University in 2018, it was also a painful and emotional process.
You're not going to be the same place, and I think we've gone through the grief of that process. You're now part of a much larger community, and there are good things and challenging things with that.
Chard says overall, the partnership with BU has been mostly good for Wheelock. That's due, in part, to the fact that Wheelock specialized in early education, and that focus adds value to the larger institution. Still, it seems no matter what direction colleges ultimately take in the situation, change is inevitable. The big question is how much a school community is willing to give up to avoid closing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.